sweet honeysuckle all around.
Honeysuckle, Dougie.
Let's get back to the conversation here on the Good Day program. By the way, later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis will be here with his weekly overview of what's going on in the food department, fun on the farm, festivals, but basically what people tune in for are his recipes, because he's pretty good at putting things together. You'll be licking your chops when he describes what he has for you today. Check it out in the Chef Louis box at DougStephan.com. Not in the mood to be particularly serious. We're joined here in this hour by Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. I thought I would challenge your mind. Seeing as Richie has things, strange things floating around in his body, I'm not sure how it's affected his mind or not. Sometimes,
you know, a little silly here and there.
A little silly.
Yeah.
Here and there. Okay. So I'm looking at the Washington Post, which has a contest for readers in which they're asked to supply alternate meanings for various words. All right. Here's an example, and you can come up with yours. I may throw a few at you. Here's one of them. Flabbergasted. Flabbergasted. An adjective. Refers to being appalled over how much weight you have gained. Flabbergasted.
Right.
Get it? Flabber.
Uh-huh.
Gasted.
Okay.
Let's see what you did there.
Abdicate is a verb to give up all hope of ever having a flat stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
Abdicate. All right. Carcinoma. A valley in California noted for its heavy smog.
Oh, okay.
Carcinoma.
Esplanade. So kind of mixing the
metaphors.
Yeah.
Amongst other things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Esplanade. You want to try some of these? Anybody want to take a shot?
No.
Right.
New Orleans is Esplanade.
Esplanade. To attempt an explanation while drunk.
Yeah.
Be appropriate for
Esplanade. New Orleans.
Where's right, this
no
one is
no
for you.
Esplanade-ness.
Richie, this is specifically for you.
Okay.
Lymph.
Lymph.
Yes.
That's when I can't walk or talk straight.
Close.
Limp.
To walk with a lisp.
Yes.
Is a limp.
Been there, done that. Many times.
Yes. Gargoyle.
Officer.
An olive-flavored mouthwash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gargoyle.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Coffee. Let me know when we've had too many of these.
Coffee.
Coughing
person who is coughed upon. Yes, right. All right, this is a good one. Roberta, this is for you. Ready?
Yep.
Flatulence.
Flatulence. Flatulence.
Flatulence.
Mm.
The emergency vehicle that picks you up after you're run over by a steamroller.
That's the one to end it.
All right, wait a minute. Here's another one.
That's the best one.
Here's another one for Richie.
Yeah.
Balderdash.
Let me see. Bald. Hurry up to cut your hair. I don't know.
It's close. A rapidly receding hairline.
Yeah, I got that going on.
These are all, by the way, these actually did come out of the Washington Post. Okay, let's see here. Marionettes.
I'm going to marry Annette Funicello.
No. Sarcasm.
Don't know.
The gulf between the author of sarcastic wit and the reader who doesn't get it.
Just like right now.
Sarcasm, right, exactly. Busted. Anyway, here's a good one.
Oh,
Bustard.
I can't say what I'm thinking. It would be politically incorrect.
A rude metro driver.
Yeah, okay.
What's the matter with you?
Tard.
Huh? Osteopornosis.
Hey, beauty queen got frisked by New York police.
Flatulence.
Flatulence.
I'm taking it that these people have had enough of
it. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so let's do the last one. Osteopornosis.
Osteopornosis. Breaking. Oh, I can't say that either. That's a little. What?
It's a.
I'm going to put my finger on the button just for this one.
No, a degenerative disease. Osteoporosis. All right, there's one more.
Degenerate.
Yeah. Okay, there's one more. Let's see.
Why do you keep saying that? One more.
Glibido.
You don't care about...
No.
Your ego.
No.
What?
All talk and no action.
No.
Ah. All right.
Met plenty of those, too. You should have stopped at flatulence. You got to know when to stop, man. You got
to
know.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. The Doug Good Day program. A lot of you listening to this program have heard me talk a lot about power swabs, those whitening strips that you don't like, those trays that you don't like, the tooth sensitivity you get with some of these things, the sand that's actually in some brands of... Can you imagine brushing your teeth with sand? No. Ooh. All right, so here we have the solution to the problem of yellow stained teeth in the form of power swabs. Power swabs, the only whitening system that uses tooth detergent to remove the stains off of your teeth. And the detergent is made from coconut oil. It's very cool stuff. And by the way, when you call and mention Doug Stephanie, you get 40% off, 800-865-7602. Also, they will tell you about the power stick. They keep telling me, don't forget to remind people about the power stick, and I don't remember it myself. Power stick is something you can take with you and get a little whiteness on the teeth as you may go in for an important appointment or you're having a date with somebody, you know, that kind of stuff. Keep your teeth clean and looking their best. No more smoking stains, no more coffee stains, no more tea stains. This is not a bleach. It's all natural. It's called Power Swabs. Get the Power Stick as well. Risk-free, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now for that risk-free trial. And you mentioned Doug Steffi, get 40% off Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here's the story of a hero, John Franklin Riggs.
Yeah.
Wasn't Riggs Riggs is Lethal Weapon, right?
Yes.
Riggs. Oh, very good.
Yes.
All right, so that's not who this is, though, Jennifer. Who is
this? That was Martin Riggs.
You guys are very impressive with what your brains remember.
Aren't we, though, huh?
This guy was in a boat with his family members. The boat capsized in the ocean. There's jellyfish and, you know, all the stuff out there. Who knows what? Yeah. And they were pitch black. It was dark. He swam 5 miles to the shoreline in pitch blackness to get help. It was quite amazing. He went to somebody's house, actually, the first house he could find. He woke her up about 1 o'clock in the morning. This woman named Angela Bird opens her door, and there's this guy, John Riggs, standing soaking wet and barefoot. Mm-hmm. He said, "I've been swimming since sundown. I need the help." And she gave it to him, thankfully. They called 911, and soon after, he was, you know, rested, dried off, and they sent a rescue boat out to save his family. But to have the peace of mind, this guy is 70 years old. He's
wow.
no spring chicken.
Wow.
To have the peace of mind to swim and get help and save his family. They had a 3-year-old son out there, his 9-year-old, and another fourth grader visiting from San Francisco. So,
wow, and for those kids to hang on. And let me tell you something. I've been stuck in the middle of the bay in the middle of the night with no moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot see the shoreline.
Oh, it's dark. And the only thing that saved them, according to this article, is that he made them all put life jackets on before they left, and that's what saved them because they were able to kind of float.
Where did you get
on.
That he was 70?
In the story.
Really?
Huh. I see a 46-year-old.
Conflicting reports yeah. on his age.
Oh, his father was with him. His father was 70. I apologize.
No.
He's 46.
Right.
46
now,
is the guy
know
that
what?
Swam.
It doesn't make any difference. It's still a
good
story.
No, but his dad, who's 70, was out there with all those young kids. There
and the other saving grace here is that he was in the ocean where the water is very brackish and you float. Better,
yeah,
than if you're like in pool or river water or some pond or something like that.
Better.
So it's that was a big help for them.
All right, Dateline San Diego, where our Ken Kessler is standing by with a report from the San Diego mayor's office. Sarah, you're on the air. Over to you in the studio.
What
Ken.
Do you mean? He's just got a little problem with some inappropriate behavior.
No.
Now, he is 70, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he is 70. Apparently there are 3 women who were in his office who aren't anymore that have not filed a suit against him, and they don't want to say any details, but whatever happened, there's sexual harassment allegations, and most of the city of San Diego is calling for him to resign. But he says that his behavior is going to change, and he's reached
the That's
not fair. If this guy were 70 and in a nursing home and doing this behavior, people would be calling it cute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just because he's mayor.
Because if he's in a nursing home at 70, he probably has some sort of dementia or something.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know.
I hate to say, but
we've not had a lot of great luck with mayors.
No,
you haven't.
Hmm.
And especially
one of them ended up as one of our hosts here at Radio America.
Right. And he's a good host too,
Roger Hedgecock. He's a great host.
Yeah, yeah, very good host.
He didn't have much luck as mayor. He was a good mayor though, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's
really kicked him out.
He's strident.
Well,
you say he's strident.
Roger, yes.
Yeah, I would say that would be a good way of describing it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite gum, by the way.
Stride. Yeah. All right, coming up.
We're out of 5 dentists.
Elton John has a problem. Plus, we have a few of life's unanswered questions to deal with here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Stephens the Day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens the Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Stephens the Day.
It's always nice to hear an Elton John song, and usually on this program, when you hear a song like this, there's a story connected to it, and that is the case in this circumstance. From the storyline at today's show at DougStephan.com, Elton says he's grateful to be alive after learning he had been playing European tour dates while suffering from appendicitis.
No.
He is 66 years old, quoted as saying he had struggled through the shows, a lot of pain, thinking he had some kind of bad food. He learned that he was a ticking time bomb, though. He could have died anytime. You know, that kind of stuff is not anything that you mess with. On Tuesday, he canceled the show in Hyde Park in London and some other summer dates, being treated for this inflamed appendix and the surrounding abscess. Ugh, sounds gross, doesn't it? He's on a... he's going to have surgery, and then they're going to be treated with antibiotics, so he should be okay by late in the summer. That's kind of a mess. Kind of a mess.
Not fun.
Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Ken, a few of life's unanswered questions now here on Good Day. Why is it, for example, considered necessary to nail down the lid of a coffin?
Ever wondered? Nail it down?
Why do they nail it?
They lock them now, I think.
Oh, but why?
So you can't get out.
Yes, no, you're right. So nobody can go in and, like, dig you up and steal stuff.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, in most forward-thinking nations, which have, you know, like here in the United States, the box goes inside that big concrete box.
Yeah, that slabby box.
Yeah.
So you can't even get to the wood box.
Yeah, liner. It's a liner.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe just between, you know, the time that the box is closed and it's buried. I mean, there's a lot of times the box is not attended. And maybe that's that way so nobody can go in and steal, you know, daddy's pinky ring or something.
Really?
Do you know, I can't understand why people pay a lot of money for a casket.
Especially when my dad died and we had to pick a box for him to be cremated in.
Yeah,
they want you to pick like a real one, right. Like a fancy one.
Dude's trying to sell me a $3,000 box just to burn it.
No.
Where's the cardboard box?
Yeah, that's
right.
What we
and
did
my father,
I pay like $500 for that.
Well, my dad
would have come up out of that coffin and beat me to death if I had to spend $1,000 for a box to burn him in.
We had a cardboard box and the gown. That was all my father was in. And we used the funeral home for calling hours. Yeah. And it was $5,400.
Yep, that's about what we spent.
Yeah,
we didn't. Ours was a little cheaper than that. Yeah, really? They'll spend big money for that. It's crazy.
Well, people spend tens of thousands. Wouldn't your husband feel better
That's my mom's money that she has to live on for the next however many years. No.
Mm-mm. All right, next. A contemplative, unanswered question, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the sun lighten your hair, but darken your skin?
Ha!
That's a good one.
At least lightened my hair yesterday.
That's how I decided last year when Meredith saw my hair light because in the summertime it all got bleached out. She said, "Oh, that's your hair?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why don't you leave it like that?" So that's why it is what it is today. Look at the pictures.
There it is.
Exciting as they are at DougSteffen.com. Why can't women put on mascara with their mouth closed?
You can't. It's physically impossible.
You can't.
Same reason guys can't shave with their mouths closed.
I took a hack out of my side of my lip last night when I was shaving. Ugh. All right, let's see here. I don't mean 5 seconds.
No,
I didn't. I haven't got 30 seconds? I already screwed up the first part of it.
Yes, you did.
So, I just let's screw
this
up the second
part. This has been a darn good half hour, kids.
My next one needed to start 10 seconds ago, so you might as well just keep going then.
All right. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of a bottle?
I know.
Right? Is that a good question?
Because you need oxygen, maybe, to get it to set?
That's a good question.
Is that right along the lines with why didn't an iron have permanent press?
I know. Doctor, not who. Who's all?
Doctor Who. I love Doctor Who.
Coming up in the next half hour.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
And change after the hour, 26 and change for the new hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden has joined us along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasinelli. Ken Kessler is here, and Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us with some food fighting, or maybe not, but food information, food family fun stuff. Kenny, what's happening, by the way, in terms of legislation listed on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter at Good Day Show? By the way, email to Doug, Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, or Ken at DougSteffen.com as well.
A couple of comments for Rich, welcoming him back to the show.
Thank you.
Benjamin says, welcome back, Rich.
And thank you, Benjamin.
Nancy says, beaching it, cutting hair off, now it's time to get some work done. Okay.
You're absolutely right, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else is that? It's just all about Richie? It's all about Richie?
No, there's some comments about the story we were talking about earlier, the bill in Congress to create a national park on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Chase says they should send the creator of the bill up to cut the ceremonial ribbon.
Love that.
That is great.
Yeah, that's good.
And Nathan says that might be a bit difficult, not only for obvious reasons, but we don't have national rights there, do we?
No, we don't. There are no rights. That's what the treaty suggests. No rights in space. It belongs to everybody. And
isn't it really the first one to get there and put a flag on it? Like we've done.
Well, we did that.
We own part of the moon. Now the Chinese are going to try and grab another part. The Russians another part. And it'll be segmented out within the next 50
years. I
think
the North Koreans should have a piece of the moon.
Yeah, we should send them to that. Yeah. The moon.
They're
going to
own it.
Well,
if they go up.
Australia.
Well,
they could say the moon is made of kim cheese.
Oh. All right, story of Fanny Schlatter.
Good Lord.
Fanny was at work this week.
I had that happen to me once at a bookstore.
Fanny was carrying
Fanny
her
Schlatter.
Cell phone. Fanny had her cell phone in her pocket.
Uh-oh.
A Samsung Galaxy S3
Uh-oh.
Exploded in her pocket.
Really? Fanny went Schlatter.
She had burns on her leg and her pants had to be torn off.
Ooh.
Samsung reportedly taking the incident seriously. This apparently is the third time of an exploding Samsung product in the past couple of years. A Dublin man said that his Galaxy S3 exploded in his car. Past February, a South Korean man said that his Galaxy Note's battery caught fire. Cell phones, some of the other electronic devices that we are using, sometimes explode, apparently. That's just what happens. Mostly it's battery related, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever heard of an iPhone exploding?
Years ago, I had heard of some battery issues with the iPhone. I haven't heard it recently.
Really? I haven't heard anything about it either. All right, so that's that story. Just keeping you up to date on some of the important things in the news. Meanwhile, Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to update us on food news just a moment away here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by Grainger. With over a million products, if they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done, get it, got it, good.
I'm Julie Ehrman. I'm the founder and CEO of Ouya. Ouya is a new video game console for the TV. It's $99, where all of the games are free to try. You can pick one up at Best Buy, GameStop, Target, and at Amazon.com. Ouya is doing something new. We are opening up gaming and bringing great games back to the living room. We have launched with more games and more developers than any other console launch in history. And today, there are over 200 games from all genres that you can play. Ouya offers all different types of games for the television, from all different types of developers, from all different types of genres. We have over 200 games today. The creative, most inventive games will be coming to Ouya first because we're open to every single type of developer and publisher. For more information, you can check out Ouya.tv, which is Ouya.tv. Ouya.tv.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-4670. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-4670. That's 800-464-4670. Call 800-464-4670.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So the way he says Geico. Geico.
Geico.
You don't hear him talking about Galco. It's Geico.
That would be a great idea. Open an insurance company just
women.
For women.
Galco.
Right.
I'm a genius, Richie. Richie McFadden, along with, by the way, what was that all about?
I thought you wanted to have your own guys-only organization.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You see the trouble the Boy Scouts have gotten into?
What was it the Little Rascals used to have, the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that didn't last too long out of the 50s. Can you imagine having that club today?
Hello, Gloria Allred.
God love Gloria. Speaking of people that we love, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us at 20 before the hour. Some food news, and then his recipe, special recipe today, going to love creamy coconut fish. See what we get out of that in a minute. So there's a food, according to government experts, that fights fat. Did you know that? There actually is a food,
celery,
that fights fat. No, actually it isn't. It's peanut butter.
Really?
Oh.
Using peanut butter for protein. You put it in smoothies. I've been putting it in my smoothies.
Really?
Yeah.
Peanut butter is a great food, and people are scared of it because it's so fattening. But it's like good fat. It's like guacamole.
Yeah, exactly. Eat it straight from the spoon. Can you think of any number of recipes, Louis, that have peanut butter in them?
Oh, a lot of Thai food.
Sake.
That's in peanut butter. And you make a lot of great sauces with peanut butter. Mm-hmm. I do, and I just love it.
With my extended time on the couch now, getting to watch more television, I'm watching a lot of these cooking shows, which I love. And somebody put peanut butter in their chili recipe.
Oh, it's very common.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
And that
peanut butter when you cook it, not on the chili, but when you cook the chili, put it in it.
Huh? And that's been a big problem for people who have peanut allergies, because you order chili, not realizing that it could have peanut butter in it.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't understand this whole
peanut
allergy.
I know, where they came from.
We have a good friend whose son is deathly allergic to allergies to peanut butter.
Wow.
And I don't get how that just kind of like started in the 80s, and I don't get it.
Rats, Richie.
Must be.
Yeah, it's the rats.
I don't know if it really started in the 80s, Richie.
Just
aware of it in the 80s.
You think so? You think it's always been around, and then they just kind of figured out, oh, it's coming from peanuts?
We never had anybody who was
like gluten intolerance.
Yeah.
All right, Louis. According to a new report, cutting back on salt may not be such a good thing after all. The study says the nation needs to cut back on sodium for better heart health, but it also concluded that there's no good evidence that eating super low levels offers any real benefit. There are some hints that eating the lowest levels might actually harm you if you have a serious illness, for example. The study urged more research to find the best target range for sodium intake.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
That's right. I'm so tired of this.
Ridiculous.
Like Dr. Ken was on the air with us the other day, and he said, now we have to be careful of omega-3s. Because they may cause prostate cancer. You know what? I'm more interested in my heart. I can survive a prostate problem because they're just so slow, but not a heart problem. And the heart, the fish oil is good for your brain, good for your all of your joints, good for your heart, all that good stuff. So, but I wonder how much salt.
There's a key word there, Doug, and the key word is balance.
Yep.
You know, it's like some people look at fish oil and they say, okay, if one pill is good for me a day of taking fish oil, well, then I'll take 10. Or, people tend to overdo everything, you know, especially if you think it's good for you.
Well, and self-medication may be not such a smart thing.
But which you're a specialist at.
I am, but I read, I do the research, and I know what it is I'm putting in my body. Some people don't do that, although I will admit to you, Richie, that sometimes I don't know if there's an interaction between one product and another, but I do read all the labels. I do know that I want to have all of these things as a right, if you will, and I don't want somebody telling me that I can't do it,
which is
what some people in the government want us. We want to adhere to the government regulations or to our own research and common sense. After all, it still is that you're in charge of your body, right? You are supposed to
For
do
now.
It.
For
right.
now.
Right.
Right.
At this point, yes, I am.
Right.
Hey, can we do the recipes? Because I actually have one I want to share with Louis and everybody.
All right, let's start out with a creamy coconut fish. And where did you come up with? Is this your own original recipe, or did you find this somewhere, Louis?
I learned this when I was living in Bimini years ago. Bimini is an island.
Bimini. That's where you live?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, and it's British West Indies, different than the Caribbean or Bahamian islands as far as flavors. But, you know, they have a lot of coconut, so everything's cooked with coconut. And coconut cream is just the flesh part of the coconut, the meat. They put it in a blender or a processor, add sugar and a little water to it, and they make a thick cream out of it. And when you cook it, you boil nice white fillet of fish, and it's boiled in the coconut cream, along with some ginger, some black pepper, red pepper flakes, and then at the last minute they cover it with shredded cabbage, and then serve it over rice. And it just, you hear the steel drums in the background. It just, it makes you feel like you're sitting on an island. It's so delicious.
All right, how did this compare with some of your recipes for the same sort of thing, Richie?
I'm not a big coconut fan, but my wife, being on the North Coast, they definitely do a lot of the coconut with the fish. And they do a coconut rice, and they do that a lot with fish, and it's really good. And it's got a very sweet taste to it, so it's a lot of fun for them up there in the North Coast of South America. They do it all the time.
I wonder if by eating this coconut, if we are going to actually take this seriously, if this coconut, creamy coconut fish can help us whiten our teeth, because, you know, the stuff in power swabs comes from coconut oil. So maybe we just get white teeth by having this creamy coconut fish as well. Yeah.
Oh, for me. And, you know, coconut oil is so good for your heart, too. It's great for heart health.
Yep. Very, very good.
Okay. So I've been, after I get my chemo, I have 3 or 4 days where I just kind of lay around on the couch and watch, you know. So I watch these overhaul car shows, and I watch the Cooking Channel nonstop. Okay.
Hey.
So the other day, and when you're going through the chemo, there are, like, certain foods where I'm just like, ugh, that looks disgusting. And there are certain foods where you're like, I have to have that right now. One of them was, the other day I was watching the Barefoot Contessa. And she did these open-faced tomato mozzarella and basil sandwiches.
I might have
sandwiches.
To revoke your man card just for a minute.
I never watch it, but Giada,
she's so funny.
Giada What's-Her-Face was off, and she's the hottest one.
She's
and Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins wasn't on, so this was on, so I was watching it. But she did an open-faced tomato mozzarella and basil sandwich. I got up off the couch, drove to the Whole Foods, bought the tomatoes, the mozzarella, the ciabatta loaf, and I had it sliced there, a pesto sauce on the bread, then the tomatoes, some light, drizzle it with olive oil, salt and pepper, put the mozzarella aside, a few basil leaves on top. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. So I have the recipe. I'm going to steal it from the Barefoot Contessa. I'll send it to Ken, and he can post it on the website right next to Louie's recipe. But it was delicious.
Yeah, it's almost like tomatoes caprese, you know, when you serve them with just the tomato and the mozzarella without the bread. You know,
and that's really good for summer, too, because it's light and it's kind of refreshing.
It was light and refreshing. You know what we thought about while eating it? Throw some prosciutto or some pancetta on top of it. So I think I'm going to do it again this week with the prosciutto.
Sounds yummy, yummy.
It's also really good. It's also really good if you bake it.
Yeah.
With the cheese melt on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's outstanding.
That's another good idea.
All right, check it out. Chef Louis' recipes on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
You're connected to the Doug Stefan Good Day program. How well connected are you? Well, I guess it depends on what you're thinking about yourself. Are you feeling good today? Are you feeling great today? Are you feeling wonderful? Feeling successful? You've got to, every day, have that approach. Think about it as you start. What's your ultimate goal? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? How well is everything working for you? How careful are you at paying attention? Pay attention to what you're doing. If you're at the job...
Were you saying something?
The house gets built brick by brick, Jennifer. One at a time. I hope my secret with you guys... My secret is patience.
Patience. It's a virtue, I hear.
Yes, it is. Right. The bottle fills up. Drop. Drop, drop, and I have plenty of drips to drop in the bottle.
Like sands in the hourglass.
These are the days of our lives.
Days of our lives that go on and on and on.
Oh, you must must admit, we do have a novel approach to doing a radio program.
I'm having a good time, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah, I hope everybody else is.
Yeah, this is. We haven't had enough of your time this week, Richie. Hopefully we'll have more of you next week.
A little bit.
In the meantime, bye.
A little bit more.
That's good. Why not? Everybody, give thanks for what you have and think about what you don't have and go grab it. Go rob the bank. 51 after.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Parsons is here from bestfares.com to help you understand what happens if your plane crashes and you didn't make it all the way to the airport. Do you get your money back? That and some other things. Rules and regulations if you get bumped from a flight. But I'm sure we'll talk about the crash at SFO. Actually, we don't have to have a commercial here, Michael, right? We're all set?
Nope, we're good.
All right, so Tom, the kind of impact that a crash like this has on your bookings or travel agents' bookings or airline bookings in general, this is unnerving, especially when it turns out that the pilots basically are at fault. Doesn't give you a lot of confidence, and a lot of people don't distinguish from one airline to another. Asiana is actually a pretty good airline, isn't it?
Yeah, very little incidents. Even the 777 has been around for 18 years, and I think this is the first accident on a commercial flight that anybody's ever perished, so the plane's good. I just think it's something went wrong with the pilot's mentality that day. And then you hear, I think Asiana may have some, this is not going to be the best PR for them, but there's other airlines that go to, to China, and there's other airlines that do that, and I really haven't heard anybody tell me they're going to get out of the sky. I mean, let's face it, in the last 3 years, about 1.5 billion people have been served, and last weekend we just had a double whammy. That's the other thing. We haven't heard much about that Alaska crash
at all. No, not much at all. Yeah, right.
And yet 10 people perished on that plane, and there's still some people in serious conditions, and we're not sure what's going to happen there, but still, this is a miracle on around the San Francisco Bay and what happened. And then when you hear that the flight attendants come on and ask the captain who's in charge of that plane, I mean, it's like martial law, and says, can we evacuate? He says, no. You have to sit back. And for 90 seconds, they didn't do anything from the captain's instructions.
Why wouldn't they have that? That'd be something. I heard all four of those pilots have been fired.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out. I don't know if they'll do it that quick. But
for me, I'd do it. I'd get rid of it fast.
Yeah, but the Koreans are very quiet folks. I do know the flight attendants, when they arrived home, they're considered heroes. Okay, yeah. Six of them, I think, got home yesterday, and there's still some in the hospital. But those gals did their job, and they disobeyed the captain's orders and said, we're evacuating, okay? And then there's other people that, because the plane broke in the back end, they were already getting out, but the orders did not ever come from the captain to evacuate that plane.
Very poorly handled by the crew in charge in the cockpit, but the crew in the plane itself did a good job. So what does this do to people who are booking flights, whether it's that airline or in general? Do people get scared off anymore by these things? Did you notice anything different in your bookings this week?
Actually, I haven't had anybody tell me they're not going anywhere. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people this week, too, and I haven't had one person say, you know, I don't think I'm going to fly, other than that. And maybe if you're on that airplane, you're one of those few people, and maybe if you had family on that plane, you're probably second thinking, but I think about it. How many people told you you're not going to fly? I mean, I still think I'd rather, I live here in Dallas, Fort Worth, I'd rather be on an airplane any day than going down Interstate 635 at 6 o'clock in the evening, so. So it's just one of those things where I think you still have to come back and say air travel is still safe.
Very safe. Safe as motor
travel. And planes aren't falling out of the sky. It'll be interesting to see what, and I also believe this lady has been just great from the TSA. I mean, NTBS, or was it NTS?
National Transportation Safety Board, yeah. NTSB.
Right, and she's been great. I think she's been very important. You know, the Pilot Association has been giving her a lot of, I don't know if I say the word.
Flack.
Flack's a good word. And I think she's been very informative. I just love the fact that you've watched many of these in the past. I've never seen this group being so informative to the general public, and her job is to give us, peace of mind, what the heck happened. We're also trying to find out if there's anything wrong with that 777.
No.
And if there is, let's pass it on to other airlines like we did with the 787, and things in that order. Her job is to protect the general public, and she could give us two hoots about the pilots right now.
So 30 seconds for special deals this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of fall fares coming in, I still think, from August 20th on. So, we're almost done with July, almost July, and you have to book 14 to 21 days in advance anyway. But if you're out there poking around today, one of the best airfares in the country is in your neck of the woods, Boston to San Diego in September. $204 round trip.
Wow, that's a good deal.
That's under 4 cents a mile, folks. Yep. 4 cents.
Good deal.
That's amazing airfare.
All right, Tom Park.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.